very optimistic that the court's going to rule in our favor.
Nick Trenacosta, Herman Wallace's lawyer, was optimistic coming out of a heavily secured courtroom inside the 18,000-acre prison. Trenacosta presented new evidence to 19th Circuit Court Judge Rachel Morgan on Tuesday that suggests that key prosecution witness Hezekiah Brown was bribed in exchange for accusing Wallace of the murder of a prison guard in 1972. Documents presented in the case show Warden C. Murray Henderson of Angola working repeatedly to obtain Brown's 1986 pardon, and that a weekly ration of cigarettes was given to Brown in exchange for what one document written by Warden Henderson describes as his help in cracking the murder case of prison guard Brent Miller. Trenacosta spoke about the evidence presented with KPFT.
He did make the deal. He promised him he would work hard for his release if he testified for the state. For a prisoner who was on death row and who's serving a life sentence, there is nothing more important than having a prison work for your release.
Herman Wallace attended the hearing shackled at the waist and feet. He and fellow Black Panther Albert Woodfox were tried separately for their involvement in the murder, but say that they were framed because of their political organizing inside the prison. Wallace, Woodfox, and Robert King Wilkerson organized a chapter of the Black Panther Party inside Angola in 1971. Herman Wallace.
Did they frame me? They framed both Albert and I. And that's the thing. That's what we go in the court for, in order to show how the government framed us, how they put information in inmates' hands in order to testify. There was and is no tangible evidence that can lead to guilt of something in Albert.
Angola Prison in northern Louisiana was a slave plantation before the Civil War, and the majority of the inmates who work in the fields today are African American. According to the documentary film The Farm, 85% will die inside the prison, where since 1972 Wallace and Woodfox have been in solitary confinement in 6x9 cells for 23 hours a day. Lawyer Nick Trenacosta says the power the Angola Three exerted was a threat to the organization of the prison.
And when I say that they have power, it is the power to take an individual and transform them into a better person and not a slave on a plantation. That in and of itself is a threat to the administration, because when you have poor and oppressed people standing up and saying, I am somebody, that's a threat, because that can't be allowed in that kind of setting.
Judge Morgan stated in the proceeding that she is going to take more than 30 days to issue a recommendation on the case, which will go to a judge in Baton Rouge for approval. If a favorable recommendation is issued and approved, it will mean a retrial for Wallace, who has spent 39 years in prison after initially being arrested for a robbery in the 1960s. For KPFT News, this is Christian Roseland, and I leave you with these words by Herman Wallace.
The title of this poem is a defined voice. They removed my whisper from general population to maximum security. I gain a voice. They removed my voice from maximum security to administrative segregation. My voice gave hope. They removed my voice from administrative segregation to solitary confinement. My voice became vibration for unity. They removed my voice from solitary confinement to the supermax of Camp J. And now they wish to destroy me. The louder my voice, the deeper they bury me. I say it. The louder my voice, the deeper they bury me. Free all political prisoners, prisoners of war, prisoners of consciousness. Herman Wallace, Angola 3.